Oh my goodness, K-State Nation, what an ending last night at Toyton Family Stadium. Officially, the Big 12 Conference opener, K-State comes back to beat Utah in game one of a three-game series. Eddie Greer, the third host of this K-State podcast, Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Let me get this frog out of my throat real quick. Before we get it going, I'm recording on Saturday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, the 15th of March, 2025, St. Patrick's weekend. Hope all y'all, I heard that fake Patty's Day was last weekend, or in that facility. But anyways, that's another story for another time. But hope everyone, K-State Nation, have a safe St. Patrick's Day weekend out there. Stay safe and stay safe from this crazy weather we're having here. Before we get into it, obviously, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time you post an episode of the Pro Watcher Podcast daily. And I mean daily, including the weekend, like I'm going to be right now before I get my Saturday off and rolling here. Definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And, of course, fresh content coming this weekend. Obviously, I did not post our conversation last night with Alex Aiden. We talked about the K-State Women's basketball team postseason. We will find out their fate tomorrow on Selection Sunday. So I will get to that momentarily this weekend, and eventually I will have that up. My goodness. But anyways, I'm going to actually step aside real quick. We're going to take a timeout real quick, and we'll be back to talk what happened. K-State rallying back last night, 7-6, trailing by 3 runs last night. They're in trouble. And we have seen this movie before from Pete Hughes' squads in the past. We'll get to all that here in just a moment here on the Purple Project Podcast. All right, K-State Nation, all systems clear here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer postcast, K-State 7, Utah 6, and this was apparently the official Big 12 opener. I thought TCU game would count. Guess not. Whatever. You know, whatever. Well, TCU, that's a Big 12 team. We'll play them. We beat them. We should be 1-0. Yeah, all right. Well, K-State, I guess, makes up for it. They're rallying back late to beat Utah 7-6 and back-to-back home runs last night. Our guy Shantier was in the middle of it. And Bear Manilak there put the caps to the comeback there with a back-to-back solo home, back-to-back jacks to win it there for Kansas State there, and they needed it. Look, K-State coming home, came back to Manhattan, obviously, from the road trip. And look, they are winless. You lost to sorry ass Omaha, right? And you lost a close one to Creighton, right? Those probably would have been winnable games right there. Let's not play around with that, right? Especially Omaha. But again, like I said on the Omaha postcast, baseball is a funny game because it never seems like it seems, right? One thing, you expect one thing, but the other thing happens, right? It never fails. It usually happens. College athletics, we've seen it even in the NFL sometimes, you know. We expect one thing, we expect this to happen, blowout. Hell no, you're going to get upset, right? So, but this is huge. K-State to get this win, to open up the series. And now you have a chance to put the clamps down later on this afternoon and to clinch the series win. But we'll see what happens, though. But they had to earn this one. They had to earn this round. Rallying back, we've seen this movie before from K-State. Every year at home, Pete's ball clubs are tough at home, and boy, they had to bear down. No pun intended. Bear Madlack with the game winning blast there to put K-State over the top last night. Quote from Pete Hughes. Speaking of Pete Hughes, get to him right now. Quote: "That was a really good baseball game." He goes on to say, quote: "That's your classic Friday night Big 12 conference game with two really good pitchers there." End quote there as well. They're down 6-4 in this basketball game. Got basketball in the brain. Baseball game, right? As we take a look inside the box score here. What? Are you serious? There we go. That's what I'm talking about. What are we doing? We're all screwed up here on a Saturday morning here. As we take a look inside the box score here. James Gaetti getting the credit for the win now. He is 1-1 on the season. Cameron Nielsen handled his first loss of the 2025 campaign. He is now 2-1 on the year. We'll start with Utah. Utah 11-6. All this time I've been saying Utah's 11-3. They've lost. Since saying that, they've lost three in a row. So they're 11-6. K-State, huge win and a huge start, at least on the right foot anyways, in conference play officially. Again, I don't know why the TCU game didn't count, but whatever. 10-7 there on the for Kansas State baseball. Utah struck first, actually, in the first inning, picking up one there, and then they did not score again until the sixth inning, putting a three spot, and then two more in the eighth inning there, and we thought we're going to be in trouble there, right there for a minute. K-State took the lead in the first inning, two runs in the first. They didn't score again until the bottom of the sixth inning there, so both teams kind of mirrored each other there. For the exception of K-State, put a three spot in the bottom of ninth inning to walk it off against the Utes there and back it up real quick. K-State did score a run in the bottom of the eighth inning there as well. Your starting pitcher for K-State last night, Jacob Frost. Seems like Jacob Frost started the last game. But anyways, Frost, 5 1/3, four hits. He was hit pretty good. Four hits, four runs. Those were all earned. Walk three Utah batters last night. Struck out six. Blake Dean, 2 1/3. He was rocked last night as well. He was rocked. Blake Dean, he was solid against Creighton. And not last night. He got hit hard last night. All over the yard. Six hits, two runs. All those were earned. He did not walk or strike out any batters. Adam Arthur pitched a solid inning of work, and James Gaetti getting, he only pitched a third of an inning and got credited with the win. And how did K-State get this win? Coulter McKinley was starting pitcher for Utah. He was good last night. Seven innings pitched, five hits, four runs. All the runs were earned. Walked one, struck out seven K-Staters. But K-State got the Cameron Nielsen in the ninth inning there. And that was it all she wrote for K-State. K-State walks it off in game one of the official Big 12 conference opener last night in Manhattan, Kansas there. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports postcast. K-State 7, Utah 6. Checking out the lineup for K-State last night here before we close that out here, because K-State, Utah meet again later on this afternoon at 4. And K-State will have a chance to put the series win, clinch the series win there, which will be big. There. But let me see. Yeah, Kylan Lotis, 2-4 in the game last night. Kennedy continues to hit. Two more hits last night. Maxis Martin was shut out again in the hit column last. So Maxis Martin, that is two games in a row now that he has been gone hitless after being red hot here the last several games as well. My guy, Shintiro, with a game tying home run. And that was the only hit of the night for Shintiro. And Barry Matlack walked it off with the go-ahead home run, game-winning home run. There, those were the only hits for them, respectively, in the game. So K-State's offense was held in check, if you want to say. But D. Kennedy continues to rake as well. Two more hits last night there as well. So K-State now look forward to game two of this series. So if anything, what we saw last night at Twin Family Stadium, we're ready for a bar burner as these two were going blow for blow last night there, and K-State had the final knockout punch there with a huge win. So K-State 1-0 in conference play, 10-7 on the year coming into this afternoon. Utah 11-6 following the walk off last night in Manhattan, Kansas. Our cast get it done. 7-6. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We'll have a chance to record K-State content, folks. We are rocking and rolling here on the weekend. We'll have content throughout the weekend, per usual. Like I said, K-State, your K-State Wildcats every day. Yes, sir. Whether it's one episode or four, like we had. So we're trying to keep up to date with the latest there. Obviously, K-State wins basketball. We will know the destination. We will talk about it. But I might be in a different location tomorrow night. So We'll get to that. No, that's not. It's not serious. Just EG3 getting ready for a big race on Monday. Yes, on Monday. I said it on Monday. So we're probably gonna be in a different location recording that tomorrow. We'll see. We'll just play it by ear. See what happens there. I'm still back and forth. See what I want to do for that. But back and forth between deciding what to do. K-State finally decided what they want to do. The baseball team getting it done last night in walk-off fashion at home against Utah. 7-6. Game 2 later on this afternoon, 4 o'clock. You're in the Manhattan area this weekend during St. Patrick's Day weekend. Definitely, if you have the time, definitely go check out your baseball team, K-State. It's looking to make it exciting every year. And last night was no exception. K-State, in walk-off fashion, 7. Utah, 6. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.